The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Some of the best from today's show.
Yeah, we'll do our best to try to help out our texter this morning at 92925. If you ever want to text in, you can text us as well. Today's Datum or Dump Him comes from Noam Brassal. Thank you for the text. I've been dating a really great guy for about 5 months now. Everything's going great, but I still haven't met any members of his family yet. I've asked him a few times, and he says it will happen eventually. She put the air quotes on that. The holidays are coming, and I'm trying to encourage family time with his side, but he's not interested. We're in our early 30s. Shouldn't I have met them already? Is this a bad sign? Should Manon Brassal date this guy, continue to date him, or should she dump him? What do you think?
Okay, the past couple of times we've done date him or dump him, this has been my concern. Not necessarily what they're going through, but the lack of communication that people so clearly have. You know, she expresses something that is important to her. Maybe she's not expressing it correctly or communicating honestly and saying, look, I'd really like to meet your parents. I feel like it's a little strange that I haven't. And so maybe she is expressing it properly, maybe not. But then his response is eventually, you're not responding to what she's saying. Like, you're not listening. You're not talking. To me, that's the issue.
Brushing it off a bit. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to happen.
Well, that's where we, the experts, come in.
Oh, you're the expert.
Help. Well, apparently.
Well, what do you think?
I mean, if you haven't met your potential in-laws after 5 months, maybe the holidays are not the best time to break the ice because tensions are high and the expectation. You also have to consider whether you're bringing gifts.
Right.
And, you know, it may not be the most ideal, but I get it. Everyone has different sensitivities. Like, I wasn't ready to meet my girlfriend's family after 5 months. I could have waited a little while longer.
When did you? Do you remember how soon it was?
It was probably around the 6 month, 7 month mark.
Okay, is it because she was apprehensive to introduce you?
No,
to them?
I'm sure she was. She would have wanted us to meet far before. But you know, it's a big step when you're meeting the family. Like, it's really official, and you have to be mentally prepared for that moment. And
yeah.
Everyone has different sensitivities to that.
I've been guilty, and I'm sure you're not surprised at this. I've been guilty. I've introduced girls that I've been with
on the first date.
very, very quickly. I have been guilty of it. But I think it was my uncle. He told me once because His daughter was with someone for a while, and he got really attached to the person, and then they broke up. And he was telling me, he was saying, maybe you should wait a bit because you don't want your parents to develop this attachment to them.
Right, that's
and
a good
then,
point.
Yeah, and then it just ends. So I started thinking about it a little differently, and I kind of see it from that perspective now.
Right.
Right? But 5 months, you would think at this point that maybe he should have at least been interested to
no,
introduce.
No, that's so funny. No, not for me at all.
But in
5 months seems like no time at all.
See, I see it completely differently.
I know.
So Nikki, so then what do you think? Should she continue to date him? Nothing's wrong then? At this point, I guess?
I want to give them a therapy session. I want to facilitate
with me.
The facilitate the communication.
Yeah.
How is she feeling? How is she making her, how is this making her feel? And where is he coming from as well? Like, you got to talk about it. Dump him completely. Dump him, no. If he deals with everything in life by saying eventually or yeah, when I get around to blah, blah, blah. Yeah, dump him in that case, if that's a thing, you know? But because he's not ready to do it after 5 months, I say date him. Like, give it some time. Talk it out.
Sam, what do you think? Date him or dump him?
Date him, but like surprise the family by stopping by, like, you know, during one of the dinners or
with
something.
With a nice bottle
surprise
of wine.
The
yeah,
family?
Surprise the family.
No, that's psycho.
Grand gestures.
If I told somebody that I wasn't ready to for them to meet my family and they showed up randomly, I would dump them.
Look, I agree.
Instant
with that.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
No, that's taking
course.
It too far.
Could be romantic.
Okay, so you both say date him, I say dump him. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So I'm like 5 months. What are you waiting for? We'd love to know what you think. You can text us at 92925. And what do the professionals say? We'll get to that just in a sec. But first, Karina, what are your thoughts? Date him or dump him?
I think she should wait. To be honest, it took me a year and I wasn't ready before. So no, I think she should wait.
It took you a year to introduce him to your family?
No, to his family.
Okay. You just weren't ready.
No, I wasn't actually. I was scared.
You were scared? What are we scared of?
Were you scared of them not liking you or what?
Yes, there's that point. And let's say if we broke up before, and I don't know, I wasn't ready.
Yeah, once you bring family and all their opinions into it, it mucks things up sometimes too.
Exactly.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, there is a professional that says don't introduce someone you're casually dating to your parents because your parents might not take it too seriously if you keep introducing different people. Let's say, you know, every 6 months, yeah. every year you bring someone in. They're like, well, you're not going to last with this
Here's
person.
Kayla. Here's Layla. Yeah. Here's Amanda.
What's their name again? Tons of texts coming in, 99.25. Some people are saying that it's not long enough, and some people are saying that 6 months is way too long. So we're really getting both sides this morning.
It's pretty split.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone. Somebody says a good time is 9 to 12 months. Let's go to the phones at 514-790-0925. And go ahead. What do you
Definitely
think?
Definitely dump him.
Dump him? Yeah?
Yes.
Just like that?
It's the holidays. That's a big red flag. Don't you think? It's the holidays.
It's an important part of the year, right? And maybe introduce her right before the holidays.
Right. There's something going on.
But maybe there's something up with his family. Because I remember I watched one or two seasons of The Bachelor back in the day. And there was a guy on there who really had like relationship issues with his father. His father was kind of like strange and out there.
Talking about Dean, aren't
Dean,
you?
Dean, yeah.
I remember that.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
You remember Dean?
You remember how much she accepted it?
She did. She was really open.
Yes.
Yeah, then she dumped him right after. But anyways, yeah, she accepted it. Sure. Of course she did. Yeah.
He should allow her to accept his weird family if that's the case.
Yeah, see, my family, I find them kind of weird, so I just try to, like, it's like a Band-Aid, you know? Just do it right away.
Your family is not even weird.
Spend some time in my house, Nikki, for a few hours. All right, what's the conclusion here on our text line? Should Manon Brassard date him or dump him,
it
Nikki?
It is pretty split. Like, for every text I read that says you got to give it some time, people are saying, there's another text saying that's way too much time, dump him. I would say people are saying date him just by about, like, 60-40, though.
Okay, so
60%,
it's pretty close.
60% date him, 40% dump him.
All right, so hopefully, Manon, that helped you. And if you have any date him or dump him issues, please send us a text. We're here for you. You can send us a text at
99.25. Please note, we are not professionals.
Yes, we are not.
Looking for a new podcast to listen to?
Check out the Vinny and Nikki replay for the best from today's show.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
All right, when you're out and about, do you ever notice people maybe glancing at your phone, or maybe you glance at other people's phones that are nearby? Well, they just did this report from TVA, and there's a computer security specialist. This is kind of scary, actually. He went on to the Orange Line, the metro here in Montreal, and within 10 minutes, he identified two McGill students, was able to find out detailed info about their lives, including their employers' names, Facebook and Instagram accounts, their birthdays, etc., just from glancing at their phones. He was able to pick up that much information. That's
it's
scary.
It's crazy. He said he was even able to discover the contact information of a sex worker one of the passengers he spied on was seeing. All of this within like 10 minutes of sitting on the metro. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Do you guys glance at all, or do you ever notice anybody glancing at your phone?
I think I unfortunately, like, I've thought about that, and I think I'm always too attached to my own phone to be worrying about what other people are doing on their phones, which is sad.
I'm guilty. I like
you
looking.
Do?
Yeah. I like kind of perusing a little bit and seeing what's out there, but it's human instinct. I won't stop and stare, but yeah, you glance. It's like when you're on an airplane and someone opens up their laptop. I mean, you're telling me you don't look at their screen?
I think I'm too into my own thing. I really do.
I just don't care.
I just like to know what people are up to around me. You know?
I do. Yeah. When I'm on Facebook or I'm going through messages or opening like a Snapchat from friends, I am like weary of the people around me because I don't know what, sometimes you don't know what's going to pop up too. Yeah. And you're going to be like, they're judging you based on whatever they're looking down and seeing if my friend sent something ridiculous.
But is there a way to sort of hide your screen or to make it only viewable to you?
Well, this particular computer security specialist who did this research on the metro said that you should buy one of those screen protectors that create a glare so other people can't read your phone.
I didn't even know those existed.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
That
should be something to look
into. So from different angles, people won't be able to see what's going on there. Then you can go ahead and scroll in peace. Whatever you're into.
I do laugh sometimes, though, when I see people like taking like 10 selfies of themselves and they just keep going. But I'm like, okay, I know what they're doing, but I don't want to look. But then I look again.
Photobomb them, man.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. So just be mindful, you know, on who's around you, maybe glancing at your phone.
Peeping eyes.
Wow. Yes, okay.
The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Some of the best from today's show.
All right, so people are freaking out about this trend apparently making a comeback. We want to know what you think. Do you think it's the worst trend of all time? Do you think Montrealers should bring this fashion trend back? It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. So GQ Are you ready for this? Bootcut jeans. They say they're officially making a comeback.
Why boot do they do cut this to jeans. Us?
Remind me again what the bootcut is.
Well, it's kind of like a bell bottom, sort of, but it's just like a...
It's not a flare. It just cuts around your boot, like as opposed to the skinny jeans we have going on now.
Yeah, and people were just not having it online. They were freaking out. But by the way, bootcut jeans, they never stop making them. There are definitely companies out there who keep making the bootcut jeans, so the trend can come back, in case you're curious. Should we let it come
Why
back?
Why do they put us... Do you know how long it took for me to get into skinny jeans? You know, like, when skinny jeans became trendy, I'm like, there is no way you'll ever see those on my body. And now, years later, it has switched so much that I'm like, there's no way you'll see a flared pair of jeans on my body. I feel like they're not meant for my body type. So, like, it's just, can we just decide and keep it for a little while longer?
Or just meet somewhere in the middle. I get how fashion trends come and go and everything's out of style until it's in style again. But this is, I've never seen someone since the 70s on a dance floor that has rocked a pair of bell bottoms or bootcuts where I looked at that and said, yeah, that's hot.
That's not true. Selena Gomez wears bell bottoms. She looks really cute
in
them.
Don't like him.
Yeah.
Don't like
that's
him.
Not, yeah, but you're not exactly like the fashion expert.
Well, at least my jeans fit properly and they're nice and tailored. And
but some people pull it off and they don't care what other people think, right?
Again, unless you're turning it up on the dance floor listening to disco music.
I disagree with Sam. There is some space for those in fashion. I just hope the skinny jeans stay because they look much better on my body type.
Right.
However, I don't love the bootcuts. I don't want to see guys in the bootcuts. I like the fashion right now. Like, things are just like a little closer to your body. It doesn't look quite as messy. I know it's tight. I know people complain that the trend right now is quite tight, but I'm a fan of that on men especially.
So you're saying no to bringing bootcut jeans back? No,
I'm saying burn them.
Burn them. Okay.
We're getting the tweets yesterday were so funny. People were like, call your senators now.
Yeah. Like, Vinny, if I saw you in a pair of bootcuts, I don't think we could be friends anymore.
No,
seriously.
Really, to that point?
I couldn't take you seriously if you wore them.
Okay, yeah. I don't exactly wear the tightest jeans either because I have nothing flattering. So sometimes a little boot cut can help.
A nice carpenter cut, a nice classic fit, nothing wrong with that.
Again, we won't take fashion advice from Sam.
Everyone can have an opinion.
All right, should Montreal bring back this trend or not? We are known as one of the best fashion cities in the world. We're styling, well, not all of us, but most of us.
Kathy said, how about this concept? You wear whatever you like and not care what anyone thinks. Can we have a round of applause for that?
That's beautiful.
I like that. See, some people are saying bootcut for women only. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I don't dislike them on women. I don't want to have to wear them, so I want skinny jeans to stay. I do. But I don't like the bootcut on men.
All men? Okay. Some men could pull it off.
Okay. Are you talking about yourself?
No, not at all. All right, Jennifer, what do you think?
I love bootcut jeans. They're comfortable. They're not really flare, so I'm not into disco. That's how I wear them. But they're very comfortable to wear. They fit over your snow pants. And Nikki, you're so wrong. The skinny jeans just need to go. Not all body types fit them. And yeah, I love me my bootcut.
That's what I thought about skinny jeans at one point too. I thought there was no way they were made for my body, but now I feel the opposite way. It's weird.
Maybe I gotta try a pair, and you gotta try a pair of bootcuts.
Oh, I don't need any more. I don't need like more curves added to what's going on, basically. But what about guys? What kind of jeans would you prefer on guys?
Well, I don't like the skinny jeans, but definitely I'm with you on that. I like to see it a little tighter.
A little tight, right?
Okay, where? Like around the thighs, or like which part exactly?
Maybe around the back.
All right, good to know. All right, so Jennifer, you're okay with this style coming back?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it.
Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
All right, Nikki, what's the consensus on our text line?
Okay,
here
when it comes to bootcut jeans, it looks like, I've done the math, it's a yes for women, no for men.
You just made that up.
Yeah, I did.
That's just my opinion. Okay.
I agree with what Kathy said. Wear what you want to wear.
All Montrealers are beautiful. You can wear what the hell you want. Exactly. Okay.
The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30
on Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.